Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
That is exactly right, Logan. Thank you very much. Jump on board here if you want to chat on the air. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by Crazy Water. Some people, I wear this hat quite a bit because I like it. It's really a well-made hat. It's one of the things you can buy at the Crazy Water store over in Mineral Wells. You might notice, those of you that have your computer working and are watching the show here, it says famous on it. And a lot of people, I think, I didn't even realize it. I was thinking it said Crazy Water, and I saw people looking at my hat, and I was walking around with a cap that says famous on it, and they thought I was bragging or something, I guess. But famous was also one of the waters there for a long time. There were two companies, famous and Crazy Water. Now it's all under the Crazy Water name, but the famous water is one of the famous mineral water company is one of the names of the water there. Mineral water, by the way, I made my tea with it. Totally used the number three. They have about four different versions, and that relates to what the volume of minerals in the water is. I like the strong ones. I like the taste, but used three this morning for my tea. Did it also for the coffee, and it's really good. I recommend it. Check it out. It's drinkcrazywater.com over in Mineral Wells, Texas, but the product is available in more and more stores out there, and that's one of the things that we're trying to do is get it in more places so it's available to folks to drink and enjoy. Let's see what else. Oh, real quickly through the basic organic program for the new listeners and people wondering what the heck we're talking about. And I know that it's a common misconception that it's too much trouble, that it's too expensive to go organic. It doesn't work as well, blah, 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 blah. Those are all things that the people that still push the chemicals and the synthetic fertilizers say and scare people about. And I think there's just a general misconception about that because for a long time, people that were organic were kind of organic by benign neglect, and they had real messy gardens and it didn't look very well. And there was this thought that what organic meant is that you just didn't do anything. You just let nature take over and have her way. Well, you do that, but you control it. And we've been doing this for 25 years plus, and some people have been doing it longer than that. And we've always used basic tools of compost and organic fertilizers and rock materials. We now use a lot of other things. The technology has increased on our side much more than it has on the toxic chemistry side. I guess the area where the greatest advances have come is in microbiology, mycorrhizal fungus, beneficial bacteria, beneficial actinomycetes, and various kinds of microbes. And what that does is it gives us the ability to use far less volume of material than we used to have to use. You know, when you use compost and mulch only, you got to use really, especially on the front end, lots and lots of volume of material. Some of these more concentrated products and higher technology organic things, I guess it sounds like, you know, an oxymoron, but it isn't, because if you use something that will stimulate life in the soil very, very well and efficiently, and you get that soil moving into the right direction quickly, just better. Production increases faster. You don't have a downturn when you switch over from a chemical program to an organic program, and it just gives you better tasting food, easier to maintain landscapes, water savings of about 50%, and all other benefits that come along with being organic. How do you do it? Basically, you stop doing two things. you stop using synthetic fertilizers, which is the most important part of the puzzle. And I know that it's very difficult to not be around radio advertising and TV advertising, and when you walk into big stores, these gigantic displays of synthetic fertilizers from Miracle-Gro down to the weed and feed fertilizers and everything in between. The synthetic fertilizers are basically salts. They're not good for the soil. They're not good for plants long-term, and we don't recommend them. Simple as that. So that's number one, stop using synthetic fertilizers. Number two, a little bit less important, actually, is to stop using the toxic chemistry. Stop using Roundup. A lot more toxic than has been advertised and marketed. Stop using 7. Stop using all the synthetic killing pesticides. Stop using 2,4-D. Stop using all that stuff. And use organic techniques and products to control insects and diseases and weeds instead. The insect and disease part of it is a piece of cake, the disease part especially. Diseases are basically biological activity. Microorganisms have gotten out of balance. It's all a disease is. And so the organic program, as it uses compost and organic fertilizers and things like that, it moves that biological activity back into balance. Even things that we consider pathogens, like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia and those kinds of things, are beneficial if they're in their proper balance in the soil and on the plants and in the overall environment. They're just a problem when they get out of whack. So keeping the diseases in balance is the most important part of the organic program. You just don't have to deal with diseases very often. When you do, like a caller earlier today, Rose Rosette, one of the toughest diseases out there to control, we can control it very easily with the organic program, with Garrett Juice Plus as a base, and then add various ingredients. And we cover all that on DirtDoctor.com. You can look it up in the library on the website to find whatever you have. Fungal diseases are the easiest to control. Bacterial diseases next, things like fire blight and things like that. And then the viral diseases are the toughest. The experts will tell you that you can't control viral diseases, but you can with the organic techniques. So that's the program. You stop using the toxic stuff and things that hurt the soil, synthetic fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. You start using things that enrich the soil, that help the soil. Compost, compost tea, compost-based fertilizers, natural meals, rock, natural rock materials, sugars, mulches, mulching properly, using good techniques. Don't bury the plants in the ground. One of the main things we talk about here is to expose the flare of a plant above the ground. And if it's been planted, if the plant has been planted too deeply in the ground and that flare is not dramatically showing and obvious, take the soil away. You pull it away very carefully by hand with brushes. Professional arborists use what's called the air spade or the air knife to do it, and I recommend that highly if you have any number of trees at all. And then you can do it with water if you're careful, very careful. You can do it with a water hose. You can do it with a power washer, but you got to be very, very careful if you do it yourself with hard tools or with water, because that flare, the trunk and the flare that's buried in the soil, will be very tender. Like, just like your skin that's been under a Band-Aid or wet for a long time, you know how much easier it is to nick it and bruise and cut and scrape yourself. Same way with the bark that has been covered up. And that's the key. If a plant is too deep in the ground, the bark has been covered up with moist soil. And it doesn't necessarily kill the plant right away, but it'll shut the plant's growth down. You won't have good growth. You won't have good production. You won't have good color. You'll have more insects and diseases. And if it's there long enough, it'll start to rot the trunk and kill the tree. So it's a big deal. You can see pictures before and after how to do it on our website on dirtdoctor.com. But that's the organic program. Get the plants planted that are adapted, that are native or adapted plants. Plant them properly. We explain all that on the website. And then use natural techniques, organic techniques, instead of toxic chemistry. Simple as that. George in Fort Worth is next up. Hey, George.
Hi. How are you doing, Howard?
Doing great.
Listen, Listen, I've got 3 acres here in southeast Fort Worth. I raise a pretty large garden every year.
Good
I have
you.
An acre of woods, and I've got all kind of critters out here. I got raccoons and possums. And
I understand that.
Yeah, and I have a lot of birds come to my bird feeder and bird bath. I have doves and cardinals, but I have not seen a robin in 2 years. What's going on?
Well, I don't know. I saw your question coming up, and I've seen robins. I saw them about 2 months ago. A lot of times you'll see them at different times of the year, depending on what's going on. And I've seen them. Why you don't, I don't know, George. You heard the robins fly in the window there. Let me put you on hold, and we'll chat off the air a little bit more and see if we can come up with something. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this. One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work. Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
The Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the organic business. They have quality fertilizers and soil amendments both in liquid and dry form. All of Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel comfortable knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely on Medina products. They have a brand new fertilizer that's going to be on the market pretty soon. I'll keep you posted on that. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. Their website is medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, garden centers, feed stores, any place that sells organic products. The Medina products are always available from naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Anybody else has noticed something interesting about robins? The last caller has kept an eye on it and noticed hadn't seen very many. I saw quite a few, as I mentioned quickly, probably a month ago, and I haven't seen any since. So if there's something going on there, those of you that are really into birds and have an idea, give me a buzz. Somebody else called, I don't know the answer to that at all, whether there's an issue or not. It may just be the weather has been kind of strange the last year and a half, really, as far as temperatures and when things are happening and all that. So that may be all it is. Somebody else wanted to know what the three numbers on fertilizer bag really mean. Don called in and mentioned it, 10, 24, 10. That's not a fertilizer that anybody except maybe in ag would recommend. But the three numbers are always nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and the abbreviations will be NPK for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and that's the percentage of those materials that's in the bag. The numbers on a synthetic bag of fertilizer, the fertilizers that we do not recommend, will be high, like 10, 24, 10. The NPK numbers on an organic bag of fertilizer will be very low. You'll see some as high as 722, 622, 534, you know, in that range. But generally, they're a lot less. Corn gluten meal will be one of the higher ones. It'll be either 911 or 900. Doesn't really have zero. It always has a little bit of potassium and phosphorus. But they put zero because a fertilizer manufacturer has to guarantee an analysis. So if it's between zero and one, you know, they'll put zero, because if it's tested, they put one, it's tested and it's 0.999, they can have their product pulled off the market. So they'll go to the lower number. Corn gluten meal generally probably is around 10.11 in most cases. But here's the thing to think about why the analysis is not that big a deal. Think about the most perfect fertilization in the world. Where is it? Well, it's in the forest and it's on the prairie. Well, what's the fertilizer that's used there? It's dead material that falls. It's the flowers, the leaves, the bark, the waste of animals that are through those areas. that falls on the ground and decays. Microorganisms feed on it. The microorganisms' bodies and waste become the natural fertilization. The true natural fertility comes from microbes and dead bodies and waste of microbes. The analysis on the prairie and in the forest of all that stuff is what? About 1:1:1. So in a perfect world, you're putting out compost and you're putting out mulch and things that overall will have an analysis of somewhere around 1:1:1. That's why, you know, you shouldn't get too carried away about how big the NPK of the fertilizer you're using is. It's a lot larger on synthetic fertilizers for two reasons. A lot of people like to buy it and really push a lot of growth, you know, especially people that are trying to grow something to sell it. That leads to a lot of problems. And you can push something almost as fast and get better quality root systems and everything with much lower analysis organic fertilizers. The other thing is that synthetic fertilizers are very inefficient about getting into the plant. So you have to use very high numbers so that you get some nutrients in the plant. The bulk of the synthetic fertilizer nutrients volatilize into the sky. They wash away on the surface of the soil, and they leach through the soil, all contaminating the environment. Plus, the part that gets into the plant doesn't feed the plant very well anyway, because the N, P, and K come from sources that aren't very good. It's the best way to say it, I guess. You don't have very many trace minerals at all, which are extremely important, which you do with the synthetic fertilizers. And there's no buffering, there's no carbon, there's no organic matter, there's no humus, there's no humic acids, there's no other organic acids. And so there's just all sorts of reasons why the organic fertility program is better than the synthetic one. Lawrence in Springtown, Texas, next up. Hi, Lawrence.
Hi. I've got several small pecan trees in my my yard, and this year I had three of them that has produced more pecans I've ever seen, you know, just a few, you know, last number of years. But anyhow, mm-hmm. It was just really loaded.
Well, good.
And in the process of about 3 weeks, either it was crows or ravens, has stripped the trees completely clean.
Those dirty
squirrels
birds?
Have got a few of them, but there is not a pecan one left on it.
Wow. Well, I don't know what to tell you about that. Birds can be a problem. We, in our part of Dallas, we have grackles, just huge amounts of them, and sometimes they're there and sometimes they're not, and it's kind of like the robins. Why are they there or not there and all that? Why would the crows and ravens come and get your pecans in this situation and not another situation? Repelling birds is a tricky kind of thing. Backing up a little bit, what kind of pecan trees did you plant?
Oh, I really couldn't tell you. I got about three of them that are started from seed. One of the three that are producing, one is started from seed, and the other two were, I bought it at a garden place.
Okay.
It's a hybrid of some sort.
So the one started from seed is a seedling, and they tend to be healthier and maybe have higher oil content. Let me talk to you off the air a second and see if we can come up with something. That's a tough one to come up with a good answer. I can give you some of the repellent things. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Obama and Mitt Romney won't be making campaign appearances today. They both are expected to spend hours preparing for Tuesday's presidential debate. It will be a town hall-style session at Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Turkey has barred Syrian civilian flights from its airspace, the foreign minister accusing Damascus of abusing civilian flights by transporting military equipment. Last week, Turkey forced a Syrian plane to land and confiscated what it said was military equipment on board. Tens of thousands of Pakistanis rallying in support of a 14-year-old girl shot and critically wounded by the Taliban for promoting girls' education. And forecasters say Tropical Storm Raphael is gradually moving away from the Virgin Islands and sending heavy rains over the Leeward Islands today. This is SRN News.
Are you a woman over 40 who's noticed more weight gain, especially around your belly? It's not your fault. Hormonal changes can make you more likely to gain belly fat, and this weight can be hard to lose. But finally, there's a natural way to help prevent the belly fat that comes with hormonal changes. It's called Estronol, and you're invited to try it risk-free. Estronol is the natural solution you've been waiting for because it has an ingredient shown to help prevent weight gain during menopause. And Estronol's ingredient significantly reduces hot flashes. Try Estronol risk-free for 30 days. Be one of the first 100 callers, and you'll also get a free weight management kickstart formula to help reduce body fat and decrease appetite. It's yours free when you call now. Just call 1-800-839-7230. That's 1-800-839-7230. Help prevent weight gain and reduce body fat. Just call 1-800-839-7230. That's 1-800-839-7230.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Detroit is taking game one of the ALCS 6-4 and 12 innings at New York. Tigers manager Jim Leland says his team showed a lot coming back after giving up four runs to the Yankees in the bottom of the ninth.
If we're going to be good enough, we've got to be able to take a punch. And we took a big punch. I mean, we took a right cross in that ninth inning. But we survived it.
Game two in New York today. St. Louis opens up the NLCS at San Francisco tonight. While Clint Boyer picked up his first win of the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship, points leader Brad Keselowski is kicking himself. Keselowski dominated Saturday night at Charlotte Motor Speedway, but ran out of gas with 58 laps remaining and finished 11th. Boyer, for his part, says he was happy he conserved his gas for the finish line.
We've been working on fuel mileage. It paid off. You know, I can't do a burnout. The thing don't have enough fuel in it to do a burnout. I'd like to practice a burnout. It's so much fun in burning rubber.
Keselowski has a 7-point lead over five-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson at the halfway point of the chase. This is SRN Sports. Fifth-ranked West Virginia was averaging 52 points a game and going unbeaten heading into their contest at Texas Tech yesterday, but the Mountaineers' prolific offense was a dud in losing to the Red Raiders 49-14. West Virginia quarterback Geno Smith, held to under 300 yards passing and one touchdown, was asked what happened.
There's no explanation for it. It's just the way the game goes. Everyone has a bad game. You know, that's really all there is to it.
While top-ranked Alabama went to 6-0 with a 42-10 thumping of Missouri, ninth-ranked LSU ended third-ranked South Carolina's unbeaten season down to the Gamecocks 23-21. South Carolina head coach Steve Spurrier says LSU was just on its game.
They weren't that good against Florida, and they haven't been that good, but they were real good tonight, and that's football. Sometimes a team gets a little bit more fire and energy, and they had it. They had it tonight, no question about it.
Other top 25 winners, Florida, Kansas State, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Oregon State, USC, Florida State, and Oklahoma. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Okay, Howard Beckley. I was talking to Lawrence off the air about his strange bird problem, ravens or blackbirds getting the green pecans, taking green pecans off the tree, opening them up and eating something. I asked him if it could be the insects in there, and he said no. He had used Trichogramma wasp, and he had had insects before. The ones he had looked at were clean as a whistle, no worms, no weevils, no anything. So if anybody out there has got – I've been stumped twice today. Why big blackbirds would be coming in and eating green pecans. That's a first for me. I told him about some of the repellents, things like balloons and the bird scare flash tape and nets, mess, and difficult to deal with. But maybe somebody else has some tips on that very unusual situation of big old blackbirds eating far from mature green pecans that don't have any insects in them. Got an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Here's Rod in Fort Worth. Hey, Rod.
Hey, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing very well. Thank you.
The question I have, I'm new to the area and basically new to lawns and lawn care. And every time I go to, like, the hardware store or wherever, they have, like, so...
You're breaking up real bad, Rod. So, what do the stores tell you?
Well, you can look on the bags of the synthetic fertilizers.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Breaking up so bad, I think we lost him there, Matt. Rod, call back and maybe we'll have a better connection and can help you with it. The question is going to be along the lines that we were talking about, synthetic fertilizers, but I didn't get his specific question there. Eric in the Colony next up. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, Howard?
Well, what's up?
Hey, I bought one of those Chinese money trees, and the biggest question I've got is, what kind of light does it need, and how do you tell how deep it is because of the way it's twisted?
Chinese money tree. Tell me what I've heard that common name referred to a eucalyptus, the silver dollar eucalyptus, and also monkey puzzle tree.
Maybe that's what it is, but it's called a money tree.
Money tree. Oh, I know what it is. It's an interior plant. I've got a bunch of them in my office. Yeah, yeah. Interesting plant. How big is yours?
It's about 5 foot tall, and it's got five trunks.
Okay. All right. We're talking about it's a tropical plant. It's a fascinating plant because it is a plant that will grow like a mangrove in water, but it also is drought tolerant. And I've had people call me about it. Was yours, are the stems platted together?
Yeah, they're all twisted together.
Twisted together, platted. I have some real big ones in my office that are taking over, and I have some small ones as well. It is relatively easy to grow if you just use kind of some common sense. It took me a while to figure out for myself. I water mine probably every couple of weeks, but the ones that are in small pots, I sometimes have to water a little bit more than that. The only fertilizer that I use is Garrett juice, and you keep them where they get some pretty good light. They tend to lean real badly toward the light, and we just simply turn them a little bit. The one that's the best of all of the ones that I have is at our house. And it's in the breakfast room, and it gets afternoon diffused light through glass block.
Oh, okay.
The ones in my office get direct sun coming in southern windows, and they'll burn a little bit on the edges from time to time, especially if I forget and don't water them quite enough. You probably can keep them longer by underwatering the money plant than by overwatering, and just tidy them up from time to time. They'll get some yellow leaves on them. Just clip those off with scissors, and you can prune them back. You've probably noticed that what you started with looked like it was hacked off with a machete and then grew back out of, you know, some kind of stumpy start. So you can prune them back, and they respond to that pretty well. I think the big thing, just like most interior plants that you can do wrong, is to overwater and over-fertilize. Even though it's a plant that can grow in a bog situation, for some reason in a pot, it doesn't like to stay sopping wet at all. It'll rot in the pot.
How often should I do the Garrett juice?
Oh, no more than once a quarter.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Something like that. Some people might do it once a month or something. If you do once a month, really dilute it.
Okay.
You know, with the organic approach and organic products, less is more in a lot of cases.
Super.
Okay.
I'd like to get those Discovery Garden tickets if I could.
Okay, great. Well, Matt, we'll help you out. Let me put you back on hold, and hope you enjoy the fair and the Discovery Garden.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, and we got a couple more. If anybody wants them, just tell Matt when you call in or let me know, and I'll put you back on hold. And we don't have tickets to the fair itself. You'll have to pay to get in the fair, but the tickets to get in, and it's for four people. These tickets are for four folks. You can take some folks in with you. And you can see their wonderful butterfly garden, huge greenhouse, and they've got a snake exhibit this year, and you can go out and see the master gardener's vegetable and butterfly garden and flower garden outside and all the stuff, and it's totally organic. It'll give you an idea of what you can do with an organic program. And by the way, while you're there, one of the neat things to see there, Nod Burnett, my friend from many, many years, I bought his company at one time. We've been in business together, competitors, and been friends for a long time, but Nod designed the landscaping there a long time ago. And one of the things he designed in are some trees that the people that recommend one specifically recommend chemical fertilizers and things say won't grow in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it's Savannah holly. And you want to see the most beautiful Savannah holly specimens in Dallas. I was noticing when I was at the fair just the other day with Judy and Logan, they're prettier right now than I've ever seen them. Dark, dark green. They're big. They're really big Savannah hollies, and they're in a formal line. They're in the formal garden back there going back to the water feature. And you'll pass them as you go back to the vegetable garden and to see all the native plant. Benny Simpson's collection of native trees back over there to the left, and as well as out in the parking lot. And you can see these Savannah hollies and see what they'll do. And they are loaded with green berries right now. So they're going to be really a showpiece this winter with their red berries. So you can see how great they do, especially under an organic program. Here's Caroline in Greenville, Texas. Hello, Caroline or Carolyn.
It's Caroline.
Caroline, what's up?
I have a situation where we've moved into a rural piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
I have a garden space of about 50 by 60. Now, I was all excited when we first came here, which has been, this is coming up the third summer.
Okay.
The first two summers, I have gone out there and dutifully worked the soil and planted, and I have some huge oak trees that I have to work around their shading in the afternoon and all of that. Well, of course, I give it water. And in the middle of the summer, I am absolutely just swamped with grass, big grass, St. Augustine, lots of grass. And the first 2 years I've had the garden have been a dismal failure because come about August 1st, I'm so exhausted from working in there and pulling up grass, and it's gaining on me.
Well,
I don't know what to do.
Everybody deals with that, Caroline. Let me try to give you some pointers. First of all, in Greenville, you could have sandy soil or black clay. Sandy loam. Well, that's good. The problem that you've got is that when you plant in that wonderful soil and you don't keep it well mulched, the grass seed's going to be there, weed seed's going to be there, and it's going to germinate and grow. So one of the things you need to get into is mulching better. Once you have grass problems as weeds around your vegetables or landscape plants, whatever it is, one of the techniques that works very well is to hand remove one final time and or spray with the vinegar organic herbicide solution that I have on the website or the commercial product called Avenger. It's better the one last time just to physically remove it all. And then put down a layer of compost. If you put some molasses in with it, that's good. Wet that down, and then put about five layers of butcher paper or newspaper over that. That will kill all of the grasses, including nutsedge, pretty well. Not 100%. It'll kill 100% of the Bermuda grass, which is the worst weed that we have,
okay. And
all the other weeds as well. Now, you put down the molasses in the compost layer, wet that, put down the paper on top of that, wet that, and then cover that with shredded mulch. And you can buy shredded native tree trimmings mulch. You can buy shredded hardwood bark mulch. You can buy shredded cedar. Don't use pine bark because it won't stay in place and won't solve the problem. You want a shredded bark so it fuses together and holds in place.
Okay. And yeah. If
you do that, you eliminate the bulk of your weed problem. What pops through here and there and over there, you spot spray then with the vinegar mixture or the Avenger product, A-V-E-N-G-E-R. It's a D-limonene product, which is an orange oil.
Mm-hmm. One last question then. When I'm doing all this mulching,
mm-hmm.
Using your native products that you mentioned, wouldn't the pine mulch change the pH of the soil over the years when the rain washes through it and the watering?
No, if any kind of mulch, including pine bark, caused a chemistry problem to the soil, our forest would be in a lot of trouble, wouldn't they?
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. So any kind of a mulch. My favorite mulch is native tree trimmings, you know, of plants that grow right there on your property or in your area that are ground up by the tree care companies. And if they're ground, double ground and shredded, they're even better because they lock in place better, look better, and they're just the best way to go. You can get the tree trimmings from one of the neighborhood tree care companies probably for free. They'd be glad to dump it on your property.
Thank you so
That'll
much.
Get you straightened out.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Caroline.
Bye.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. Go to Facebook, too, Howard Garrett or Dirt Doctor. You can see a lot of things going on there.
Howard Garrett's new book, Organic Management for the Professional, is the first comprehensive guide to going green in large-scale landscaping, soil building, correct planting techniques, fertilizing, and pest control. You will learn how to apply these organic methods in large-scale landscaping, such as orchards, tree farms, and greenhouses, as well as recreational properties such as golf courses and parks. The Organic Management for the Professional is written for landscape architects and contractors, golf course managers, park administrators, turf managers, or other stewards of the land. Buy it today from your local bookstore, retailer, or the Natural Organic Warehouse.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend you try for your dogs. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. Main thing to them is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major points are the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. Also, some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the Munster dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, but all Munster natural foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the United States, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com. and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Okay, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Had a couple people drop off, so line for you right now at 866-444-3478. Dale in Godly, Texas, next up. Hey, Dale.
Hello. I have one of your books. It's an old book. It's a Plant for the Mexiflex.
Okay.
I'm looking for some trees. Is that still a good book? Do you still agree with what you've written there?
Well, it depends on which.
I noticed that some of your books you said you've revised since then.
Oh, yeah. I changed my mind a lot on a bunch of things, and there are some tree changes. Which plants the Metroplex do you have? Is it?
It's 1998.
Well, that's one of the newer versions of it. Yeah, I guess, Dale, probably in that book, I still recommend Chinese pistachio pretty highly, and I really don't anymore. Lace bark elm, I was talking to one of my golf buddies yesterday about lace bark elm. Lace bark elm, which is sold, one of the hybrids of it is Drake elm. It's a pretty tree. It has real beautiful, at least I think, mottled bark, and it is graceful and all that. Both of those trees come from Asia, and they seem to be good choices. Carl Whitcomb, my friend from Oklahoma, he was a big fan of lace bark elms. In fact, the name of his book company is Lace Bark Publications. He's a huge fan of the lace barks, And he and I have talked about a lot of different trees and things, and that's one I've changed my mind on. I wouldn't recommend people spend a lot of money on those two trees at all.
The ones I'm looking at that I think I like, it's a red oak, and is it a sumac?
Well, a sumac is an ornamental tree or a big bushy perennial than a tree. Red oak is a great tree. The other end of the spectrum on things that are in my newer books, like Texas Gardening the Natural Way and some of the newer books, is that I recommend big tooth maple, extremely highly recommend big tooth maple, and also Montezuma cypress. Those are probably the two plants, the two trees that I think are the hardest to beat. And they'll grow in a pretty large part of the United States. They won't grow way up north, but And the Montezuma cypress has a reputation of only growing, you know, down south of San Antonio, but I know for a fact it'll grow up into Oklahoma, and just a great tree. And the big tooth maple will grow farther north than that. So those are a couple that I didn't talk about too much in the early books that now I'm a much bigger fan of.
Okay, I didn't see that Montezuma in your
Montezuma text. Is not in Plants and Metroplex. I only learned about it after the last iteration of Plants of the Metroplex. I may have mentioned it in there in the very latest one, but I didn't have a great deal of detail about it. Texas Gardening the Natural Way, the big hardback book, probably covers everything tree-wise better than anything right now. My Texas Trees book probably has Montezuma and Big Tooth in it as well. In fact, I'm sure it does.
Well, I want to raise a persimmon. Can I do that here in this?
Well, there's three different kinds of persimmons. You can do the common persimmon, which is native in this part of the world. The common persimmon gets to be a big tree, has large leaves that resemble white ash or Texas ash, beautiful orange fall color, and fruit that are a little bit smaller than a golf ball and a real messy tree as far as the fruit goes. I know because I've designed some into some landscapes where they became pretty messy. The other persimmons are the Japanese persimmons, which are grown primarily for their great big fruit that are the size of apples, more or less. And they're ornamental size. They don't get nearly as big as the common persimmon. And then the third persimmon is a Texas native, and it looks like a yaupon holly. It's a tree that's about yaupon holly size, you know, 15 feet, and has little bitty marble-sized black persimmons. And it's more for wildlife than for human consumption.
I think I like that Japanese one.
Well, the Japanese one it will be available from any of the garden centers and nurseries that sell fruit trees, and there's a whole lot of different kinds, varieties of Japanese persimmons. The ones I'd recommend that you look at are the ones that are non-astringent. In other words, they're not going to pucker your mouth if they're not completely mature. Fuji is one, and though there's several, Fuji's probably one of the easier ones to find. Look in my... If you've got my book, the tree book, it'll cover them pretty well in there. And if that doesn't help you, go to the website.
One more thing now.
Okay.
Sycamore.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you say you don't recommend it. What about the Mexican sycamore?
Well, that's another change. That's a good one for you to bring up. The Mexican sycamore, which is an import, is far superior to our native sycamore. It's prettier. It's a little faster growing. It's dramatic in its color. The leaves are white on the backside. It doesn't get anthracnose and bacterial leaf scorch nearly as bad. It's a good tree.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Bye. And if you want to talk trees, my favorite subject probably in the plant world, I guess, are perennials or grass or turf or weeds or bugs or whatever. Give me a call. It's 866-444-3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, it's a weekly deal. In the latest newsletter, we've gotten some good response from. It covers beetles that are good and beetles that are bad. Send us your email address. Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back.